Welcome back to another Halacha Shir. And Yet Hashem, this week, we will discuss Hilchas Pesach. Now, the Halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch, that Yesh La'atznia the Kli Cheres, which means like this, that on Pesach, most of our dishes, we get new dishes in order to use them for cooking and baking and eating on Pesach. And what do we do with the Chametz Dikapatz? So in Shulchan Aruch, it says that Kederish Al-Cheres, you can't kasher cheres. So what should you do? Matzniyam bePesach amokim tznuah kedesh lo yavei l'shtamish b'am Pesach. You should put it in a hidden place in order you shouldn't come to use it inadvertently on Pesach. V'toyv l'sagru am bechedav matzniyam avteach. So the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says it's good to lock it in a room and hide the key. Why to hide the key? Because this way, if you want to go open the door, you'll start looking for the key. Remember, it's Pesach, and today the minig is not to put all the utensils, all the pots and dishes into a separate room. What we do is you keep it in the cabinet and you tape it. And the makar from that is for Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shimon Ida Sefer, Rav Shimon Zalman Arbach also brings down that taping up the cabinets is just like putting away the key and locking it in a room. Now, you have to be very careful when you tape it up that it should be taped very well or tied very well. Because it's very possible on Pesach while you're baking, or while you're cooking, or while you want to eat something, you want to take a fork, you'll just pull it and pull the fork right out, without even realizing that you just snapped the tape. So therefore, you have to tape it very, very well. And this way, if you give it a pull, it won't go. And you'll realize, oh, it's Pesach. And so that's the correct way to do it is to tape it very, very well and to tie the cabinets very well in order you shouldn't inadvertently open it on Pesach. I saw in the Kavitz Halachas, he gives a different Eitzah. He says you should cover all the insides of the cabinets with paper, covering all the pots and dishes, and then just tape it closed. So here, even if you open it, you won't reach for the dishes because it's covered with paper, and this way you remember not to touch it on Pesach. Now, when it comes to a microwave, it's a big machlokes of Pesachim if it's even possible to kasher for Pesach. Most Pesachim hold that it's impossible to kasher a microwave for Pesach. Some say that you could kasher by putting in a cup for 20 minutes and the steam goes all around, and then you pour boiling hot water on the floor of the microwave. But most places, well, that does not work. First of all, because Zeya is not enough for kashering. And number two, it has a little fan with holes in it and chametz gets in there. And therefore, you should not use a chametz dikah microwave on Pesach. So the chayra, you should tie that up, tape that up also. Same way we tape up the cabinets that have the pots and dishes, you should also tape up the microwave for Pesach in order you shouldn't inadvertently use it on Pesach. Chalamay Pesach, you want to warm something up, you shouldn't use it inadvertently. Therefore, you should tape that up as well. And Rabbi Forsheimer, in his Tshuvas Arich Yaakov, has a chiddush. He wants to say that it's a good idea they should tape up the cabinets, not Erev Pesach, you do it before. When you turn over the kitchen and you start making Pesach the food, already then you should tie up the cabinets and tape up the cabinets. Because all the time there are stories where people call up that they were baking before Pesach and they grabbed one of the chametz dikah spatulas or chametz dikah spoon, and they mixed the food with it or used it for the food. And that's always a shiloh. It's always you have to ask a shiloh. A lot of times it'll be mutter, but lemaisa, it's a big shiloh. And therefore, it's a good idea. This is not a halacha, but it's a good idea to not only tape it up right before Pesach. It's a good idea to tape it even before Pesach when you start cooking already. So just to recap, the halacha is that on Pesach, you have to matznia the kelim. Therefore, you have to tie it up very well with tape and string. You have to make sure it's taped up well. Now, before Pesach, when you start cooking, there's a chumrah, and it's a good idea, Eitzah Taiva, that it's a good idea already then to tape up at least the baking cabinets, the ones that you might by mistake use, you should at least tie those up.